Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now. Open our hearts that we might hear the gospel of Jesus, that we might see Jesus, that we might rejoice in Jesus, and so delight the Father's heart. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. On April 26th, 1937, German warplanes hovered over the Spanish town of Guernica. Bombing run after bombing run. 2 hours of incendiaries dropped from the heavens on this Spanish city. Mussolini's friend Hitler preparing for his own blitzkrieg by testing how one might destroy men, women, and children. A horror, an atrocity. The Spanish town used as an example to the rebels fighting against Mussolini. Fire melting the glass, blood running on the bricks, women keening like animals over the bodies of their broken children. Guernica. Apocalypse now. The sun red from the fire and smoke, the moon turning aside its face, the stars weeping in the heavens at Guernica. The world coming apart at the seams in Guernica. Destruction, death, horror, hopelessness. And out of this great atrocity, the 20th century painter Pablo Picasso put brush to stone and painted a mural. A mural 11 foot high and 25 feet wide of Guernica. Perhaps his most famous painting. A stark, brutal image, typical of Picasso, the twisted figures, the flattened perspective. The picture is of a bombed out house, its darkened interior, a single light bulb hanging from the ceiling, a lamp with a hand holding it thrust out, and these two things providing light on the horror within. A chain-mailed horse with a knife tongue tramples to death a screaming man. Figures twist and turn in the rubble. A woman keens over her broken child beneath a three-eyed minotaur. Guernica. Hopelessness. Destruction. Apocalypse now. Nearly 20 centuries before Picasso would paint this unsettling, brutal image, Jesus painted his own Guernica. He painted the picture of another city's destruction, Jerusalem's destruction. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus prophesies what is to come for the holy city, the city that includes the temple of God, the microcosm of God's creation. Temple and Zion will fall. The minotaur will stand over the keening woman with the broken child, the chainmailed horse with a knife tongue will trample the dying in the streets. For the Romans will march in formation outside of the holy city's gates. The fires will rage, the sun will turn red with the smoke. The moon will turn aside its face. The stars will cry. The heavens will be shaken. For the universe itself will begin to unravel at the destruction of the temple. Guernica. Horror. Hopelessness. And Jesus stakes his reputation on this. This generation will not pass away until all these things are accomplished. And 40 years later, as the Jews reckoned a generation, the temple fell. Blood running on the bricks, and women keening over their dying children. Guernica. Hopeless. We give thanks to God that we are not in the midst of a civil war like Spain. We give thanks to God that we are not standing on Mount Zion in 70 AD as the Roman soldiers butcher, rape, and destroy the holy city. And yet, if we're honest, 2020 feels a little bit like a Guernica. Everything's falling apart. The world unraveling at the seams. COVID-19 has made everything strange and bizarre. Quarantine, isolation, depression. All of our orders are out of kilter. All of our routines are disrupted. Nothing is the same. Roaring, screaming, suffering, a tumble of stones and bodies. And on top of it, of course, this just had to be the year we had an election. Angry sides screaming each other down, houses erupting in fury. Guernica, the world falling apart at the seams. A symbol of the end of days. It feels a little like the end of days at times. Guernica, change everywhere. And on top of it, here at St. Stephen's, you all have experienced even more change. And I'm part of that change. And I'm somewhat joking, but I'm somewhat not. Change is hard. This year is hard. All sorts of crazy things going on. And now I'm asking both services to wear masks on top of it. The new rector, the one that we haven't eaten with, the one that we haven't worked with, most importantly, the one that we have not suffered with. It's hard. Hard now, this tactile sign of everything falling apart, that Christmas will just not be the same. Guernica. A world that feels like apocalypse now, just a little bit. Guernica. And yet, as Jesus preaches this prophecy to his disciples, as he speaks of the end of days erupting upon Jerusalem, he also speaks of something else. Heaven and earth will pass away, Guernica, but my words will never pass away. Can't. It's impossible. Jesus holds out a promise. In the midst of Guernica, Jesus preaches hope. When all of these things are taking place, when you see these signs, lift up your heads. Look up, for your redemption is near. Jesus calls on the Psalms and later then the prophets to bear witness to this hope. Psalm 24, lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory might come in. The psalm that the Levites would sing as they came towards the temple, bearing the Ark of the Covenant, the throne of Almighty God. Lift up your gates, O temples, lift up your heads. And the temple would open the gates, and God would come into his holy temple. But wait, the temple destroyed, blood running in the streets. And yet Jesus says, in this moment, lift up your heads. for your redemption draws near. And then he bears calls the prophets to witness. Daniel 7, this strange image, the one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven, even as below on the earth, dragons and beasts and monsters, veritable minotaurs and chain-mailed horses with sharp knife tongues roil about on the earth. Apocalypse Now, Guernica. Even as that is taking place, the Son of Man comes on the clouds and takes his seat on the flaming throne of the Ancient of Days. He will rule even in the midst of the chaos below. The deeper reality is the Son of Man in glory on the throne. Heaven and earth will pass away, says Jesus. Guernica. But my words will never pass away. Jesus says it's like fig tree. When you see little bits of green breaking forth, you know that the winter's over. I'm right here. In the midst of the destruction of the temple, the world falling apart at the seams, I'm sitting on my throne. The deeper reality, I'm sitting in the heavenly temple that cannot be shaken, that stones cannot be pulled apart by the Romans. So lift up your heads. Look for your salvation. I am near. I'm right here. And sisters and brothers, even as Jesus promises to those Christians who will be in the midst of the destruction of the Holy Land, those who are fleeing to the hills, even as he speaks a word of hope to them in the midst of that Guernica moment, he speaks a word of hope to us in this Guernica moment. Even though our world feels like it's falling apart at the seams sometimes, even though everything is out of order, the Son of Man is in his temple. The heavenly throne cannot be shaken. And he rules. He rules. He's right here. You can see the buds bursting forth on the fig tree. Lift up your heads. Be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory might come in. Your redemption is right here. Right here. For the King is on his throne. And even though the whole world shakes and falls apart at the seams, even though the minotaurs run about, even though the horses chain-mailed with knife tongues crush the helpless and needy, Jesus is still King. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.